Most of you probably remember that as a young man, Luke Skywalker could not wait to leave the Lars homestead where he grew up on Tatooine.
It just isn't fair. Oh, Biggs is right. I'm never going to get out of here.
Is there anything I might do to help?
No, not unless you can alter time, speed up the harvest, or teleport me off this rock.
That rock is actually the desert of Tunisia, where George Lucas filmed much of Star Wars and where he left many of his sets behind. And while Luke Skywalker may have been desperate to leave, Star Wars fans trek regularly far out into the dry salt flats to see, among others, the famous igloo of Tatooine. But in 2010, on one of those treks, a Belgian named Marc Dermoule couldn't believe what he was seeing. The Lars homestead, where Dermoule often led guided tours, was crumbling into pieces. So he did what any good Star Wars fan would do. He started a Facebook page to save Tatooine, and that is exactly what he has done. So, Mark, you've been taking people on tours to this movie landmark for more than a decade now. When did you first notice that there were problems at Luke Skywalker's home?
When we went back in 2005, that's when we saw the first deterioration. And then 5 years later, in 2010, I went back. And by then, it was a lot worse. The plaster was completely crumbling.
So Tunisia is a pretty far away place. What made you think that you would be able to go in there and fix it?
When we went back in 2010 and saw it in such a state of disrepair, and kind of as a joke, launched a Facebook group saying, what would you think if we were going out there to save it? Again, we were overwhelmed with people saying, you should actually do this. How can I help you? The budget was the easy part, actually. The hard part was negotiating with the Tunisian government, because as you probably are aware, there was the Arabic Spring that erupted in December 2010, and all of a sudden there's no government in Tunisia to negotiate with. In October 2011, a new regime in Tunisia is installed, and luckily they immediately approve the plan and tell us the permits are in order, you can come over and do this.
How do the Tunisians feel about this landmark? I mean, do they understand Americans' obsession with Star Wars and Luke Skywalker?
They are starting to. When I went out there in 2000 and 2003, they were flabbergasted. They did not know what we were doing, going to these locations that were used in the movie. But now they begin to understand. They also see an increased tourism for the Mos Espa set, the big one that you see in episode one. And that is already being maintained by the Tunisian government.
How did you become such a Star Wars fan?
When Star Wars opened here in Belgium, I was a 7-year-old kid. So like every kid my age, when that huge Star Destroyer starts crawling over the silver screen in the opening sequence, I was blown away. I was hooked. And it's never left me.
Marc Dermoule is a Star Wars fan and saved Luke Skywalker's home in Tunisia. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure.